right, everybody. As always, welcome to the Inner Sanctum. I'm Pat, the producer. Of course, Jim is running around here, and Matt. And joining us now, a very, very special guest. I can't even tell you how happy I am to finally be interviewing you on the air. It's Richard Patrick from Filter. What's up, brother?
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we go back. This is the first time we met was back at the old Peabody's Down Under. And it was at a Ween show, and it was on the Pure Guava tour.
Oh, my God.
It's forever ago, and you had more
hair. When the going gets tough from the get-go, go. I'm trying to recite. I just ran into, like, several swear words I'm not allowed to say, but yeah.
You'll have that with Ween, yeah. And Short Bus was in the can.
Right.
And Hey Man, Nice Shot had been released on the Demon Knight soundtrack.
Right.
And we had started playing it, and I ran into you, and we got to chat for a little while. And
I hope it was a pleasant conversation.
It was. We were both inebriated, so it was,
okay,
yeah. You'll have
that. I guess it might have been okay.
It was great. and it was a true pleasure for me, obviously being such a huge Nine Inch Nails fan,
right.
Original guitarist from Nine Inch Nails, of course.
Yeah.
And the early shows at the Fantasy that I remember seeing, and how can you forget that first Lollapalooza tour?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that, just such an iconic show. Show that lives in everybody's memory of when you guys hit stage, and suddenly the entire lawn was in the pavilion.
The wave of kids that ran over, we just completely took over the place.
So great,
yeah.
And then we could go even back further and talk about the act and some early bands you were in.
You cut your teeth on some pretty crappy music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do that a lot around here.
I mean, what an amazing career I've had. I've been blessed. In Cleveland, I remember sitting in my mom's basement, learning how to play the guitar in Bay Village, and my mom and dad's basement, and learning about feedback in Cleveland, Ohio. My brother Robert, who he's famously known as the Liquid Metal Terminator. And
sure,
the
X-Files.
The actor. He was in Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix, who just announced his retirement from acting. But
Robert did?
No, Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, Joaquin did. I was like, wow.
So my brother got to do one of his last movies. I took my guitar and I just parked it right on my amplifier and started making, the wonderful, artistic sound of feedback. For a 9-year-old kid, that's a pretty visceral experience. And my brother and my twin sister Sherry came in, and she's like, "Richie, stop making that noise. You're just trying to blow your amp up so Dad buys you a new louder one." And I'm like, yes and no. And my brother Robert goes, no, Sherry, he's discovered feedback. Let him go. And every night when I play feedback on stage, and I get that great sound that just filters through the air.
Ironic, filtering through the air.
No pun intended. But, I think of my brother Robert being right there and saying, no, make noise, make feedback, it's not just about playing pretty guitar chords on a guitar. It's about, Cleveland, this is my hometown. This is where it all started for me. In fact, I got my big ass record deal back in 1994. I left Nine Inch Nails. I was in Nine Inch Nails from 1989 to like 1993.
Now, I heard that actually Trent had offered you a spot on his Nothing Records right when that was starting. And I'm not sure if this is true or not. This was all hearsay.
Well, Trent didn't know what to do with me. Trent, I was like, we were both totally alcoholic back then.
Right.
And I was, it's a synthesizer-based band. Okay, and Trent, Pretty Hate Machine became huge, and we were up in the Sharon Tate Mansion, and I had written this song, and I wasn't really making any money, and I wrote this song called Hey Man, Nice Shot, and Trent heard it, and he was like, well, maybe I could use it, or maybe we could cut this up, and I was like, no, I love my vocals on it. I was so horrified of singing back then. And I had this song, and I said, well, what about maybe putting it out on Nothing Records? And he offered me like he was kind of like, nah, I don't know. And I'm like, all right. And then I, you know.
So that's when you went out.
So I went out. I went across the street over to Warner Brothers. Right. And Warner Brothers said, well, here's $1 million. And I said, okay. Well, let's go see what Epic says. And Epic said, here's $1 million. You know.
And this, like, was on one song? Just Hey Man, I Shot?
Hey Man, I Shot.
Wow.
And this is on. And when I signed my deal with Warner Brothers goes, you know, usually we work with the band and we showcase them and we see who you got. We're not even, I don't even care. Here's the money. Here, whatever you want to do. So I went back to thinking, like, with Nine Inch Nails, like, what should I do? And it was just an open and shut case. And I remember talking to John Malm and I remember talking to Trent, and they're like, well, what are you doing now? What are you going to do? And I'm like, dude, I got my choice between Warner Brothers, Atlantic, Epic. You know, I mean, I can go wherever I want, and I think it's time for me to split. And it was, you know, when you're 24 and you're drinking all the time, I don't think it was the happiest of leavings or moving ons,
right,
as it were. So it kind of soured our relationship. But, you know, if Trent signed me, that song actually made it without anyone promoting it. That song didn't have a big, huge record company behind it. It was the 11th song on the Demon Knight soundtrack. It's track number 11, and the song became a huge hit.
Right.
I could have made Trent $10 million as opposed to making, you know, Warner Brothers $10 million. So it was a tragic mistake, for Trent, but it was a great thing for me. But you know, you want to try and keep it with your friends. You want to try and keep it, in the family. But you know, I gotta say, Nine Inch Nails, it was a wonderful experience. But you know, going platinum was also wonderful. So I'm
sure,
happy it happened. I wish it was a little bit cleaner of a breakup, but you know, c'est la vie, you move on, you go through your life.
We're chatting with Rich Patrick, obviously, of Filter, and let's play Hey Man, Nice Shot. But in honor of the remix record that you have coming out this Tuesday, the 4th, let's do a remix.
Yeah, we've got this beautiful remix record coming out called Remixes for the Damned, and it's only going to be out digitally, so you can get it like on Amazon or iTunes.
Or head on over to officialfilter.com.
Officialfilter.com and MySpace. There'll be links to any one of those stores to get it. But yeah, I was super proud of this record. I'm really excited
about
it. Cool.
Here's Hey Man, Nice Shot. More from Richard in just a second right here on 92.3 K-Rock's Inner Sanctum.
Awesome.